All right. Welcome, everybody, officially to this week's conference call. As you know, or if you're listening for the first time, we do this call every Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time to get a jump start on the day and kind of wrap up our week. So thank you for all of you that are taking the time to tune in early this morning. And this call, of course, is always recorded. You can go back and listen to it before the next one overwrites it. So I want to give jump into the call here. I want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Brendan Hoffman for closing his first app this week. I think his second day on the dialer. So that's awesome. Congratulations, Brendan. I say it every week, but the first app you ever sell is the most important one, because if you can close one, you can close 1,000. So congratulations. And also want to give a shout out to Daniel Mathers for he went and updated his numbers. I know we kind of gave some shout outs last week on June numbers, but he wrote 13 apps last month for $12,047 annual premium. That's with a week of vacation or a week off. So that was a great month, Daniel. And again, anybody that wants to go plug your numbers in, we kind of leave it as an optional thing. Hopefully everybody is adding up their numbers each month and starting to really track that and pay attention to it. I encourage you all to do that at the end of every month, you know, how many apps you sold, premium, that kind of thing. But if you want to go post it, you can go to SLG Team, and there's a place, Lifestyle Achievement Awards, which is kind of a fun name. But if you want to plug your numbers in, we'd love to give you some recognition. So any of you that haven't done that, feel free to go do that. So I wanted to make sure and start the call off there. I'm going to do something a little bit different. I hope it's very helpful to some of you. I had a good friend of mine that's working with us that pointed this out, that it would be a good thing to talk about, and I appreciate him giving that feedback, because I have a lot of respect for him, and I know he understands personality types very well. And, you know, I think sometimes we take for granted certain things that maybe we know or we're exposed to, but maybe everybody isn't. And I know I'm only kind of aware of some of these things because it was exposed to me. And I will tell you, so what I want to talk about today is actually personality types and telesales. So I'm going to kind of really make it specific to telesales. But I think hopefully some of you will take a nugget, as with anything you're listening to, that can be helpful. I will tell you, and for me personally, when I look at my marriage, for example, with Leanne, I would say few things have been as helpful for us in our marriage as both of us having a really good understanding early of our personality types. It's been very, very helpful for us, along with like understanding love languages and all that for your marriage, but like just us interacting and understanding our natural differences and natural personality types and the way God wired us has been very, very helpful for my marriage. I will tell you, for my kids, the way we interact with our kids, understanding our own personality types as well as our kids, because certain kids can, one kid will respond to something one way and the other one responds totally different. A lot of it has to do with kind of how they, you know, the personality types and our relationships with friends, but also my professional life, including sales and including telesales, understanding personalities, more importantly, my own personality, but then even understanding other people's personalities, it's been very, very helpful to me. So I want to actually talk about it, but make it specific really for telesales. And again, some of you, this, you may know all this, maybe you know your own personality type, but hopefully you can find it helpful. And so kind of see where you may fit into here, and I'll give you some resources, or I'll throw it in Slack if anybody wants to dig a little deeper. But I'm going to kind of use there's different terminology that people use. And I know there's strength finders. There's Enneagram. There's a lot of different things out there that I love, all that stuff. Love the strength finders. But just the basic personality types, the four different personality types. And back in the day, it was kind of melancholy, choleric, sanguine, phlegmatic. But I'm going to use the DISC terminology, the D-I-S-C, and just kind of break it down, talk about those personality types, and where some of the strengths and weaknesses might be as it relates to telesales. So to start off, just to give you a little overview, if you don't kind of understand this, And I know I'm trying to go through this pretty quickly, but again, you can dive in for further resources. But, you know, I'm going to kind of explain each of the four personality types first. So one is the D is going to be the dominant achiever type, pretty blunt, like accepts challenges, like going to run through the brick wall. They're going to lead. They're going to take the charge. That's the D personality type. Okay. The I personality type is the inspiring, optimistic, life of the party, very relational, makes friends quickly. That's my wife, Leanne, for example. That's the I personality. David as well. I'm going to talk about some of that at the end. But so that's the I personality. Both the D and the I tend to be more extroverted naturally. The S personality is going to be the steady, supportive, cooperative, peacemaker type of personality. And then the C is going to be naturally more conscientious, more calculating, more competent, more detailed, analytical. Like they're going to argue a lot about details, but most of the time they're going to be more right, you know, because they've usually thought about it a lot more. They've done a lot of homework on it. You know what I mean? Like they study it. So that's going to be more the C personality. And I'm going to talk about some of the kind of the natural strengths and weaknesses as well as we move in. But the S and the C personalities are going to tend to be more introverted naturally. Now we all have a mix of you know, typically two that are dominant. That's just our natural. You have learned, you know, as you kind of mature and you get, you know, you learn. But really, we all tend to have two that we really gravitate towards naturally. And so, like for example, my wife is going to be an I, energetic, but she's also got a lot of D in her. So she's willing. She doesn't have as much of an issue with conflict. Kind of thing. She's more of an ID type of personality. David Toms is going to be very similar, kind of a DI type of personality. I'm 100% opposite of both of them. So I'm more of an SC. Sometimes I test CS, but I'm very much like 100%. Those are my dominant personalities. So, you know, so when I tell you all this, you know, but I've learned how to have, you know, take advantage of some of these other personality types, but that's my natural bent, is the way God wired me is really more of that SC. Now, the interesting thing, a lot of people talk about, I'm a big believer, all personality types can be great at sales. So I even did a whole talk one time about introverts, or a training actually on introverts, you know, being great at selling, because some of the top producers and salespeople that I know are actually very introverted. So sometimes people, it's sort of a myth, you know, that you got to be the extrovert type of personality to be great at sales. And there's a lot of strength to both. And we'll talk about that. But the reality is I am very, very introverted naturally, because I'm going to be an SC way off the charts. Okay. So anybody, no matter where you fall, you can be really great at sales, but it's important to kind of know your strengths and weaknesses and where you're going to tend to naturally struggle and where you need to lean in to improve and get better. So again, none of this has anything to do with changing the outline or theme of a call, but it's important to know your style, your personality style, because it's going to help you understand where you need to work to improve and where you really need to be pretty self-aware, so that you're not falling into the negative sides maybe of some of your personality styles. I'm just going to kind of talk about some of the strengths and the weaknesses of each personality type, and specifically, really more specifically, how it relates to telesales. Okay. So that's what I want to talk about, is just I'm going to kind of go through each one. And so to start off, I'll just go in the order. I'm going to start with the D personality. Okay. This is, again, the dominant, the driver, the, you know, let's run through a brick wall. And so some of the strengths with a D personality is that it's going to be fairly easy or more natural for a D to just drive through the numbers and hit targets without emotionally getting drained the way maybe other personality types. In other words, they're going to be energized by, if you say dial 500 times today and that's what you got to do, a D personality is going to go dial 500 times more easily. Okay. They're just willing. They want to be taking action. They're ready to take action. They're actually going to typically thrive on a no. So when a person tells a D no, it's like, I'll show you, and they're on to the next one. It's just more natural for the D to say next. And, you know, you punch them in the nose and they're ready to go get punched again. It's just sort of more in their DNA. Okay. The other thing that's a real strength that with telesales with a D type personality is that they're typically going to be extremely comfortable with conflict. And I know that sounds weird. It's really odd for me with my personality type, but there's a lot of value in that as it relates to telesales, because a D personality is going to be the first one that's going to be more willing to ask a tough question. In other words, you know, it's like the reality with sales is sometimes you got to create a little bit of discomfort to help people make decisions. And so this is going to be more natural for a D. If a D hears a question, and David's a great example of this, if a D hears a question that could stir up a feeling of uncomfortableness, they're okay to ask it, which causes the person on the other line to maybe make a decision, because they're okay with that comfort with that discomfort. So that's a great, I mean, there's a lot of great advantages of this type of somebody with this personality, but that's as it relates to telesales, just willing to drive through, you know, okay with, you know, the discomfort is very, very valuable as a skill. So, but some of the drawbacks, okay, because that doesn't mean somebody's automatically going to be good at telesales. I've seen plenty of people fail in sales with this personality type, even though you got a lot of salespeople, a lot of you on the call. This may, and I can tell you, a lot of you, I can tell you this is your personality type as a dominant. I know from interacting with you, but not all of you. Some of you are not on this call. And so I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. There's people having success all across the board. But where Ds tend to, one of the drawbacks to a D personality is they can also come across as just a flat-out jerk. And I say that way because most, you got to kind of talk to the D personality that way. The reality is, while it's a great strength that Ds are willing to create some discomfort, they also will take it way too far. Because they don't have a problem with discomfort, they sometimes take that way too far. Sometimes they will struggle with creating trust. So that while the D personality is willing to call 500 times, other personality types may not have to dial, 500 times, because they're going to. So just there's advantages and disadvantages naturally, but because a D is willing to ask to be so uncomfortable, you know, and is okay with that level of discomfort, sometimes they can create distrust more so than maybe other personality types, and they can also tend to, again, just push a little, almost too hard. And so I think if you have this in your wiring, that this is and maybe you need to go take an assessment. One thing to tell a D personality is, you know, a D personality sometimes has to be a little more soft, and may have to actually slow down a little bit and actually pay attention to feelings on the other end of the call. For example, if you're talking to a lead and someone says, my husband died last night, I'm going to use extreme examples, but my husband died last night, you know, a D is okay with discomfort. Well, it sounds like you know why you need to have this life insurance policy. You know, you understand this is a real, you know, it's, in other words, it's like her husband just died last night. You know, it's like, and I'm kind of being funny, but the point is, you know, sometimes a D can forget the fact that there's actually a real person on the other line that has feelings. So, and by the way, David has this personality type, which is why, but at the same time, he's also very self-aware and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. So again, I'm talking about the strengths and the weaknesses. Every personality type has natural strengths and weaknesses, but it's important to be aware of where we have, where it can be an issue, because I've seen people in sales with this personality type that are very good at driving through the numbers, but they just drive through too fast and don't get the results. So sometimes people with this personality type need to soften up a little bit. Okay, need to pay attention to people on the other line. They're real human beings. But that being said, there's huge advantages for somebody with this natural wiring because they're willing to hit the targets. They're willing to drive through. They're achievers. Okay, so that's the D personality type. If that may be you, just think about that. The I personality type. This is the person that is always, again, you know, upbeat and excited, life of the party. So when it comes to telesales, they tend to always they don't struggle with enthusiasm. Like pretty much when they're calling, they are enthusiastic, they are upbeat because it's just that's just how they are. They're naturally somebody with a lot of I personality is naturally gonna be an influencer. They're gonna influence people just by the way they interact with people, and they're gonna make friends really, really easily and pretty fast. Like the I personality, like when they, like my wife, this is Leanne. This is my wife. This is also David, by the way, because this is also part of his personality. You go to a party, like I want to go gravitate to one person I know and talk to them all night. My wife and David, they're out on the dance floor. They're like, they just made 25 new friends in about 3 minutes. So it's awesome. And it's great for telesales. Because it's, again, you're going to, that type of personality is just, it's an influencing type personality. So it's a great thing for tell. Some of you on the call have a lot of this in you, whether it's your primary or maybe your secondary, really, really good for telesales. But here's where it can sometimes be a drawback. Our personalities tend to talk way, way, way too much. If you look on your CRM and your talk minutes are out the roof, but you don't have very many dials or very many quotes, good chance you may have some of this personality type in you. My wife, again, a great example. When she first started dialing, she first person she got on the phone. I mean, she's on the phone for 45 minutes. But at the same time, person lovers, she'll walk in and say, hey, this person's ready to buy one. I don't know what to do. And next thing you know, we start to go, and turns out she's on hospice. I mean, that was kind of important to know. You know, we can't really do a lot. I mean, point is they're going to tend to just have long conversations, go off in the weeds, but they connect really well. But it's something to pay attention to that you got to be careful that you're not – yes, you want to build relationships and make friends, but sometimes you got to pay attention to your talk minutes because you got to also make money. You got to keep moving through. So that's sort of a downfall of somebody with that personality type. Another you know, kind of issue is a lot of times our personalities don't really pay attention to details. So if you take I'll take my wife as a great example. She's talking, and she's amazing. She connects, she builds trust, she makes friends. She's got, you know, the person's ready to roll, but, you know, she doesn't typically, the I personality, when they go to apply, they're going to have more declines. My guess is, I've never done the studies, but I would say the I personality is going to have more policies decline than the maybe some of the other personality types because they just skipped a lot of details. Like they missed the fact that the person has congestive heart failure, right? It's one of the knockout questions, but the I just, you know, they got lost in all that. They made their friend, the person wants the life insurance, they're submitting the policy, boom, it gets declined. Now, the good thing is they love the I so much, they normally flip it over to another carrier, but it's just something to be aware of. So if you have a lot of this in your, you know, in your personality, it's important to breathe. It's important to listen. It's important to take good notes. And I will tell you, you need to, and we all should do this, but with an eye, you need to keep that outline in front of you. And you need, so when you start going off and chasing the rabbits and having conversations, you got to bring it back. You got to bring it back to moving through that outline because an eye personality can go off and talking about grandkids for 2 hours. And then they're not keeping it, you know, keeping on task. So, you know, we got to build rapport. Our personalities are going to do this pretty easily, but you got to bring it back. So if you have some of that in you, you know, follow the outline, try to move a little quicker. So you're not getting lost in the weeds and, you know, pay attention to the details, keep the underwriting questions printed out on your desk and ask them, you know, and follow the outline. So that's kind of the I personality. The S personality. Now, this is me. The S personality, where there's some really straight. A lot of people would say that an S personality wouldn't be good at telesales. Here's what I'll tell you. An S personality is going to very naturally build trust with people on the other line. My mom, for example, if I had her doing telesales, she's an S personality. My mom would never have an issue getting someone's social security number. If I was talking to someone, I'm an S2, but if I'm talking to someone and I'm having an issue, I could just put them on the phone with my mom. My mom will get the social security number 100% of the time. I can almost tell you that, because they're going to trust my mom. Hey, my mom's my mom. She's amazing. But I'm just saying that personality type is going to typically build trust easier. Typically, the people with this personality type are not saying, well, I'm just having a hard time getting the social security number. It's not typically coming from this personality type, because people tend to trust and feel comfortable with this personality type. This is the peacemaker type of a personality. And again, a lot of you on this call may or may not have this, but I'm talking about the strengths of an S personality, because a lot of people would say that you know, S personalities may not be great at our business and telesales and driving through numbers, but they really can build trust more naturally because they're peacemakers. They tend to diffuse the tension. So in other words, you know, S personalities are always trying to keep the peace, right? If everybody in the world was this way, there probably wouldn't be a lot of war and arguments, because that's just not in the, an S personality is not trying to create tension. So the interesting thing is, like, and I'm not, but like for me, if I can't even hardly recall a call where someone was just really, really angry, because typically if you know, when someone answers the phone with that kind of demeanor, it's just not in my DNA or the way God made me to be that way back. And so typically what happens is that when someone is very, very tense and angry on the other end of the line to someone with this personality type, they tend to diffuse it so quickly that people then are more, there's more of a softness to it, because it's just the way they're wired. So it's you know, and this is hard. This is just one of the natural strengths of S. This is a good personality, one of the strengths to it. So if you have this personality, you're typically going to connect with people, build trust pretty fast, and you're typically not going to have like high tension with your people on the other line. Almost always when someone is like, I'm angry at this person on the, like when they talk about how they had this really, really bad caller that was just a jerk, typically it's not coming from this personality type, because this personality type, it's not that they don't have those callers. It's just that they diffuse it naturally. It's just the way they're wired. So that's a great advantage if you have this personality type. And some of you do. I know a lot of you on this call have this in you, and it's one of your strengths. But there is, like every personality type, like everything in life, every advantage is also a disadvantage. So you have to understand where this can hurt you. So for me, and this is because this is a you know, we S personality types got to be willing to move, to be in a hurry, because we tend to move very, very slow. The other thing is, the biggest issue that where it relates to telesales is S personality types have to learn to actually ask the tough questions. So, for example, when I was talking about the D personality needs to be soft, right, needs to sometimes not create so much conflict. It's 100% the opposite for someone with an S personality. This is why when you hear something of training, like you need to be self-aware of who you are. Like you're, because what one person needs to do, maybe another person needs to do something totally different. Someone with an S personality needs to learn to ask a tough question. You know, if someone with this personality, if the lead says, you know, someone in their family just passed away, right? The S, oh, I'm so sorry. And you know, you're trying to comfort them. That's just more, and that's good. That's a good thing. But you also got to be willing to, you know, to ask the tough question. Hey, you've been thinking about this for a long time, Ms. Smith, and you've never gotten this taken care of. I know you don't want to be a burden on your family. Why don't we just go ahead and get this taken care of for you, so you don't have to keep thinking about this? that's very, you know, pushing that helping that lead or that client make a decision is going to be more uncomfortable for someone with this personality type. So some of you on here that are listening, that this is you're just more of a peacemaker, and you got to embrace trying to create a little bit of tension, because some tension is good when you're in sales. You've got to get people you got to challenge people to make a decision. And so again, that's easy for the D personality type. It's not so easy for the S personality type. So just, that's important to know about yourself, and don't be shying away. If you're going through and you're not asking tough questions, you need to challenge yourself. You might even need to put a sticky note, ask the tough questions, create some tension. Okay, so that's the S personality. The C personality, this is me too. This is either my primary or my secondary. They're very, very equal. The C personality really wants to write quality business, right? Like, this is important for someone with this personality. The C personality is going to naturally follow the outline. They're going to follow the steps and procedures. Like, the C personality wants to do things the right way. They don't want to not send the right disclosure. They're going to typically cross all their, you know, T's and dot their I's. So again, this is great. They're also going to be very, very conscious of like helping their clients make a good quality decision. Okay. They want to write quality business. They want to meet the need. They listen to one of the strengths is you're going to listen to the situation. You're going to analyze it, you know, while you're speaking to your lead. You're going to think up how to present the right kind of scenario that really meets their need. Like, this is just going to be natural to how a C personality thinks, and hopefully, you know, good at asking questions and actually curious, you know, curious of kind of their situation and how you can solve their problems. So again, C personalities, there's a ton of strengths to the melancholy or the C personality. You're typically going to be very, like, 100% opposite of that I personality, right? The fewest declines are going to come from people with the C personality, because they've typically done a little bit more thorough homework, know more about the person they're speaking to, and typically they're going to cross their T's and dot their I's better than any other personality type. Okay, so this is it's a great strength. I'm going to write quality business. This is important to someone with this personality. Here's I'm going to kind of talk about some of the negative sides to this personality, and I'm talking to myself as well. We want to be really cautious if you're this personality type, not to overcomplicate things. Okay, the C personality type, it never fails, are the ones that want to really get lost in the underwriting. Okay, in other words, when we say, hey, you know, keep it simple, focus on a couple carriers to get started, a C personality will challenge that thought more so than anybody else. Okay. It's just the way it is. The C personality thinks, well, what about the person that was diagnosed with COPD in 1999, but they haven't taken any medications in the last 4 years? You know, what's the best fit for them? You know, or, I mean, they, you know, C personalities will have all these different scenarios running in their head. And I don't know this to be true, but I'd be willing to bet most C personalities for independent agents are the ones that got contracts a mile long, because they might have this one case that showed up 5 years ago that may show up again, and I want to make sure I'm prepared when I have that case, right? Whereas a D personality says, hey, heck with that, we don't need that, let's move on. You know, a C personality, they're going to tend to gravitate more that way. And that's not, again, it's just telling you where it can sometimes be a flaw, because it overcomplicates everything. I will say, for like our underwriting channel, like the C personalities, they're typically going to give the best, most accurate answers, right? I mean, it's a very good thing. But sometimes, the C personalities tend to overanalyze, overthink, and overcomplicate things. And so you want to try to, you know, as much as it hurts sometimes, you want to try to keep things simple and be willing to sometimes let things go, right? We want to be, you know, we want to do everything perfect. We want to do everything right. But sometimes, you know, you're going to get better results when we just really focus on trying to keep it simple. So those are some of the different personality, or those are the different personality types, and where I see sometimes we all may naturally struggle. So hopefully it kind of helps, but I want to give you some examples and I'll wrap this up, but just some different personality types, because the reality is I want to make sure it's very clear. Every single personality or combination can be really, really great at what we're doing. It makes no difference. All I'm trying to challenge everybody to do is be self-aware and know yourself. Once you know yourself, you also can then take it a step further of actually understanding a little bit of the people on the other end of the phone, because believe it or not, the more you can kind of start to recognize it, even sometimes the people you're talking to, because you also can alter sometimes the way you speak to certain personality types, you know, when you kind of get a feel for this. But just to give you some examples, David Toms, he is a DI combination. So you could say, well, I mean, so he 100%, like, there are so many strengths as it relates to what we're doing. It's fantastic. But here's what I'll tell you. That's not the reason that David Toms is a top producer. Because if that was the case, every single person that's a DI would also be a top producer. And that's not the case. Because the thing with David is he works and does all that, but he's also self-aware to where, you know, if David, if he's being a jerk and I say, hey, David, you're being a jerk, he actually, oh man, comes back and apologizes. You know, I've got a lot of D's in my life, and I really respect D's that are willing to come back and, hey, I'm sorry, like that, because they self-reflect. The bottom line is David has a great personality type for telesales. But it's because he's self-aware and he works on himself, and he's not, yes, he pushes, and yes, he drives, and yes, he hits his numbers, but he also works on the other sides of it, because he wants to improve and get better, and he's self-aware. So again, some of you guys have the same type of personality type. So if you do, fantastic. You can crush this, but you gotta work on the negative sides of it as well. My personality, 100% opposite of David. I'm the bottom two. I'm an SCCS. Okay. So the cool thing is you can see no matter what combination, whether you're the introverted side or the extroverted side, you can crush it in telesales, because my natural strengths are 100% opposite of David's. So what's interesting is what's natural for me is unnatural for David. You know, but what's natural for David is unnatural for me. And so, you know, we both had to work on ourselves, but we work on sort of different things to be good at this. But I'm 100% opposite. So some of the things that kind of come easy to me, but there's things that are really difficult that I've had to work at, like learning how to create tension with people on the other end of the call. Very unnatural for me. So again, I'm a CS or SC personality. David's a DI, totally opposite. I'll use another example. John Mantooth, you see him on Slack all the time, writes really, really great business. John is going to be more of an IS personality. So he's kind of a mixture of David and me. So it's again, a little bit of a different combo, but David and John's style is a little bit different. John does tend to have a little bit longer talk time in the way he naturally sells. But he does really, really good at booking appointments, and people keep the appointments. John's very relational. People like John. He doesn't create conflict. So he does the same thing we're doing, but his style is a little bit different. And we've never tried, you know, it's not that one's right or wrong. We all are learning how to really thrive based on our personality types. But John is an IS. I mentioned my wife earlier. She's more of an ID, almost the same as David, maybe more I dominant, but pretty much very similar to David. And so she has her own strengths, and she's able to successfully sell and connect and use her strengths. And then even David's wife, she's more, I'm pretty sure, of an IC personality. So a little bit of mixture, but opposite of David and I. So again, just the point I'm trying to make, and I could actually go through, I think a lot of, some of you on this call listening, just from, even though I know you haven't taken the assessment or told me, I just kind of have a feel from interacting with a lot of you. And so the point is, all of us can be great at telesales based on our natural, the way God made us. But I think it's really, really important to go understand your natural makeup and maybe where some of your downfalls or where your shortfalls might be that you need to be aware of, that you need to work on to improve and get better. So anyway, I hope that came across okay. I wanted to do this just to kind of get this out there, and maybe I think we can all get better. If you've never done this, I can plug it in Slack or give you some resources to go check it out, take an assessment, that kind of thing. But I just, hey, we want to all continually get better, and we want to do things to help improve, you know, not just in telesales, but in life in general, and be a growing, you know, improving organization and team. That's what really what we're all about. That's our passion. So with that being said, I hope it was helpful. I hope it was encouraging to you. All of you have the natural makeup to crush it and be top producers. I 100% believe that. And hopefully this can help you do it. So, hey, with that, David, I'm going to turn the call over to you to say whatever you want to say, and let's have a great rest of the week.
I'm going to wrap it up, Rich. You nailed it. And, you know, just to touch on one thing really quick, I never met anybody who has the ability and skill to read people like Rich does. And this call went into the detail of how he's done it, and it's incredible. Even this morning, I sent Rich a text asking him, you know, what's his favorite books on learning personality types, because he's so gifted in that area. So I'm going to go back and listen to this call, because those are things that I know I need to improve upon, because it just makes you not just better at telesales, just a better person in general, learning on dealing with people with different personality types. So great call. Let's get out there. Have a great day. And as always, always be dialing. Let's do it.